Rosie on the house. Down to our last half hour here of our live broadcast at Sanderson Ford. You can still come get your catalytic converter etched with a serial number to deter theft and avoid that. And all the proceeds for that event, it's all being handled by the Citizens Academy alumni. It benefits the Glendale Police Department. So you get your vehicle protected and you support local police at the same time. We've got a special guest with us, Mr. Tim Hattrick, who's joining us. And then walked in and had to grab him, throw some headsets on. We've got Brady Bogan from the Morning Sickness Program.
Ultimate party crasher.
There we go.
That's right.
There we go.
This interview was going fine.
And then Brady.
Well, Brady. I heard plumbing problems. I'm like, man, I can relate to that.
Well, I was just kidding about that. We were just talking about everything else. So I had to throw you off.
Darn it.
No, but he does have a very patented scorpion hunting business that he does at night, I've heard from time to time.
Oh, let's talk about that.
I do. I use a 6-iron and tweezers.
You know, can we go this way? Because I live in Sunny Slope, right on North Mountain, and so it's kind of a home game for scorpions.
Yeah.
I've lived here my whole life. I'd never seen one until this house, and mostly they're outside, but when I see one, of course, the black light, and then I take one of those extended grabber things.
Yeah, like a litter grabber.
Yeah.
Okay.
And snake catcher. And I take cleared plastic wrapping tape, packing tape, and I ball it up with the sticky side out, put it on the grabber, grab that scorpion while he's still alive, you know, fold it over and close it in.
Yeah.
And then I have a board on my patio. It's called a scorp board, and it's got a bunch of hooks on it. And each time I get one, I put it up there. And after a while, after about 15 of them, no more scorpions. They're like, do not go to that guy's patio.
Yeah, they don't want to end up a wall hanger, huh?
He is serious.
I've read that, though, about scorpions. Like, if you take a couple out in the areas that you see in the traffic, it kind of keeps them away. But I don't know if that's true or not,
okay,
because sometimes your backyard can change. Like, you'll see more one year, and then next summer you won't see anything.
Well, a lot of it has to do with what your neighbors are doing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, as soon as they start digging something up, then they can all...
Kicks them up.
They can all come over.
So after I did this for a couple summers with the scorp board,
yeah,
I was down, and we have a neighborhood pool, and I got in the jacuzzi, and there was some, you know, leaves and stuff on the surface, and as I was brushing away, bam, something stung me on my forearm. I thought it was a scorpion. It turns out it wasn't. It was a brown recluse. Have you ever heard about this?
Oh, that's brutal.
And so 2 days later, I had to spend a day in the hospital getting all of the whatever out of me. And my daughter speculated that it was like rival motorcycle gangs. The scorpions couldn't get to me, so they hired the brown recluse to take out a hit on me. But I don't want to mess with either one of them ever again.
I try to stay on the friendly side. We had black widows every now and then. And when my daughter was 5 or 6 years old, I took her out at night, and I'd catch a cricket, and I would feed the black widow. So I figured if I'm helping out, we're on a friendly basis. He stays outside.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it did?
They go after. I kept a scorpion for about a year and a half as well.
Brady, who are you? Alice Cooper? Welcome to my nightmare.
But they're amazing creatures. I mean, those scorpions are so hardy, and they can live,
I've dug through lumber piles for 48 years. I've slept on the desert thousands of nights. I've never been stung.
Never?
Yeah.
Have any of you?
Jennifer has. And I've never seen her in more pain.
No. One finally got me after all of that. One got me on the bottom of my foot. It's the worst thing ever. For 24 hours, for 12 hours, it felt like somebody had a hot fork in the bottom of my foot, and every 30 seconds or so, they twisted it.
And it just wouldn't go away.
No, I don't want to mess with that ever again.
Tim, I remember
been in the room when that woman gave birth to our 6 children. And I'm telling you, that scorpion bite
was worse.
She was screaming for twins.
It was, it was the most pain I've ever seen.
I'd rather have a baby right now.
Hey, all my cousins went to... who's that guy that was in the LSU stadium 2 weeks ago?
Okay, so Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
I don't know. Garth has this weird ability. He can summons the powers of the earth, wind, and fire, I think, because he was at LSU, Tiger Stadium.
I mean, we play his songs at the ball games.
Yeah.
Saturday night in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, call in Baton Rouge. They play that, and the whole crowd's jumping up and down and stomping so much that it set off the campus Richter scale. So they called it an official Garth quake. Now,
nice.
I mean, that's pretty significant. I was when Garth first became huge, you know, this is back in the early 90s, he performed at Westworld in Scottsdale. And they were expecting 5,000 people. They had 50.
Ooh.
And that was when he was just becoming the sensation that he
wow.
is. And when he played The Thunder Rolls, literally there was lightning cracking above the stage. A monsoon had rolled in. I'm like, who is this guy? And what power does he have?
Yeah.
So he can make the earth shake. He can make the sky
light up. You
know you're
big time, too, if you've had multiple farewell tours.
Yes.
That's when right. you're an icon.
Yeah. You go, this is my farewell tour, and then you do wait a couple years. You go, hey, I'm back.
With another then, farewell.
Hey, I think I'm hanging it up again tour. But no, he's something
he's amazing.
Else. I saw him 2 years ago at State Farm Stadium, and I still was in awe. I could not believe how good he is. He's
and
back
every song's like a standing ovation.
Yeah.
The people go crazy.
Yep.
He's got a lot of hits.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. All my kids, home in the 90s, I mean, that was blaring on the radio constantly. I think I could sing Rolling Thunder backwards.
All right. Let's cue it up. Gary D, need the track.
Man.
Romy, what about you? What was your music?
You know,
what's your wheelhouse?
It's changed over the years. Coming out of high school, a lot of Metallica, AC/DC. Morning show
yep.
on KUPD.
Don't I remember the Cranberries? A lot of the Cranberries.
That was
wow.
before that.
That was
like
crush.
Middle school.
Wow.
And that was more Rachel was
oh, okay.
the leader
all
on
right.
that. My older sister.
Rosie
okay.
goes to Cranberries.
And you know, right now it's funny. When I turn on the classic rock station and I hear songs that were on KUPD 20 years ago
yep.
on KSLX now. I'm like, where do I go for classic music of the 70s and, you know, the Eagles and
my kids grew
Doug
up
Kershaw.
With CCR.
Yeah.
But my favorite right now is the Turnpike Troubadours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They are They're phenomenal. Great. And my cousin lives outside of Denver and was at their concert at the Red Rocks
yeah.
the other night. He sent me some videos. I was
That's cool.
I had some envy I had to pray for after that.
Yeah, there's the guy in country music right now that everybody sort of has their eye on is Cody Johnson, Texas guy, rodeo guy, and very.
My daughters went to him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw him a few weeks ago at Mesa Amphitheater. He's going to be a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough for stopping in on the Home Improvement Show. Do you have a home improvement question, Bruce?
You know what?
What are you trying to tackle around your house right now?
Well, it's not necessarily. It is home improvement, but it's whether you do it to your house or do you get another house, you know, because you have equity in your house.
Yeah.
But the interest rates have changed a little bit.
Where do you go with it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or do you keep your castle and do the stuff around there that will probably have to need to be done in the next 2 years? Like I've got a lot of cool decking.
Okay.
And that needs to be
resurfaced.
Yeah, and so what would you recommend on a surface?
Funny you would ask that question because just last week the topic in the 10 o'clock hour was cool deck. You'll have to listen to our podcast.
All right.
We just covered cool deck last Saturday. So there's a lot of options to
yeah.
to update that, either to resurrect it and get it looking good again or to just go over the top of it. There's lots of options.
So many options, that's the problem.
It is. There. It's been a long time since Jennifer and I have remodeled, and it really is because we're out there. I'm out there on a regular basis helping people select this, select that, select this, and you see so many things that you like. Getting it narrowed down to what's going to go into your house
yeah.
is almost impossible.
And then now having to wait 2 years for it to get delivered.
That's the other thing I hear. Anything that's getting done, though.
So
in
the old supply chain
issues. Exactly. When I was contemplating, I actually started watching YouTube videos on how to remodel a shower because during the pandemic I thought, well, maybe I'll try it myself. So I got to the part
when that starts,
yeah.
we'd like to film it.
Yeah. No, listen. I got to the part where you have to level the flooring underneath the shower pan, and I went, I am out. Get my power check rider. I can't do this. That's not me.
You're better off just putting it on a Ring camera, and you can just check in
yeah,
on
okay,
every now
okay.
and then.
Yeah.
Because that'll be at least 2 years to redo that bathroom.
The cost of the, you know, all of the parts is one thing, but then the cost of the liquor bill would be incredible.
For you or your wife.
Yes.
It was
No.
Industry standard for years had always been you get a deposit when you start a remodeling project. And it wasn't anything big, just a intent. You're serious. There's guys that are asking 50% deposit because they're ordering materials today.
Yep.
You know, you used to say, okay, we're doing the cabinets are installed. Go ahead and order the appliances because by the time that's installed, the appliances will be here. Now it's like you order everything you can up front.
Yeah.
And when it gets here, you just deal with it, whether, you know, the order of install might be out of order of when you get material, but you just you get your material.
Well, you had the gentleman with the windows last hour. He said 22 months. 22 months from now, I'd forget that I'd ordered windows.
It's like an Amazon Prime surprise.
Wait, what?
Oh, windows?
Was I? Yeah. Did you order this, honey?
It has been truly, truly incredible what we've been going through. But we are still remodeling. We are still doing successful projects. And we are still finishing jobs on time and on budget. It just takes a whole lot more work.
Yeah.
One of the biggest horror stories out of the entire COVID thing was a buddy of mine remodeling for the Stars in Hollywood. You would know all of his clients. He had 9 projects going at one time, and the cabinet manufacturer was coming out of the South. And the driver of that truck, this goes back to about June of 2021, decided the COVID scare was so bad, he wasn't going to go another inch. So my buddy in Hollywood gets a phone call and says, 9 of your kitchen cabinet packages are parked on Interstate 10, east of Fort Stockton, with no driver. Now, if one part comes in late for a kitchen remodel, I have to notify 7 or 8 subs on one job.
Oh, geez.
So take that and multiply it times 9.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the cabinet company flew by helicopter a driver.
Oh.
And they
dropped him off and got him back.
And they got him back. But that one particular truck driver called his wife in Indiana and said, I'm at milepost 777 on Interstate 10. Come pick me up. I'm not going another inch.
Wow. Could you
breaker?
Oh man.
We got a convoy. Could you not have driven yourself there and grabbed your own cabinets and hauled back? Or
if you had a CDL, I guess if you were.
Yeah.
But the cabinet company came through. I mean, they delivered.
That's awesome.
I mean, what you say, that's the nightmare of being the general, I guess, is that one sub shows up or one part shows up wrong, and it's a chain reaction to
change
everybody
the
else.
Order up.
Here's a true story for you. Dormitory construction, ASU campus, 500 to 600 tradesmen on the site every single day.
Wow.
One electrician that was exposed at a wedding to COVID. Shut the entire job down.
Geez.
How do you build that into your schedule?
Yeah.
One electrician who wasn't testing positive.
But don't you always get 2 weeks either side of construction? It's always 2 weeks.
We're always
another 2 weeks.
Right.
Before we break, and I don't know if we're going to have Brady one last segment, you asked me music earlier. My 2 all-time favorites are still Waylon Jennings, number 1, number 2, Elvis Presley. And I never miss an August 16th episode when you do your skinny fat Elvis, fat Elvis. Can you hit us with this fat Elvis on the way out? On the
do it. Never
we
seen
don't.
This.
I just go back and forth with John on this. It's because my deal is my impersonations are nowhere close. That's the funny part of it.
Yeah, right.
So, but we do have a fat and skinny Elvis. And
which one are you again?
Yes. I'm the one that knows a lot about karate.
There it is.
And they are sandwiches.
Yeah, man. All right.
I love Priscilla.